بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith, the importance of pure and halal things to be consumed, our earnings to be halal, the things that we eat must be halal 100%, that is being discussed in this hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyuhal nas, O people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the whole of mankind and said, Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. Allah ta'ala is pure and Allah only accepts pure. That is, everything of ours must also be pure. Whatever charity we give, that must be also pure, clean, halal, it must be. Whatever we spend on ourselves, that must be also pure and clean and halal. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And further, not only that it must be halal, but higher than that also, that Allah Ta'ala commanded the believers, the mu'mineen, with that which He commanded the mursaleen, that is the rasools. In this regard, the command, the rasools are the highest of Allah's creation. And what command Allah gave to them, that same command Allah has given to the ordinary believers also in this regard. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says in one ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلْ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. O Rasuls, eat of that which is tayyib. Not only halal, but halalan tayyiba. A thing is halal, but then it must be tayyib also. That is, that it must have no doubt in it. That it must be healthy and wholesome also. So it is not only that we are commanded with halal, but we must make sure further than that there is no doubt in that also. وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do righteous action. Ulama have written, if our income is halal, Allah will give tawfiq of halal, of righteous actions, pious actions. So this is an important aspect of our deen also, and especially in today's world where interest is so common, where a lot of bribery is so common, everything has got different names. Interest takes the names of commission, for example, and many, many things that just the name has been changed, but many things which are wrong. The food that we are consuming, how it is adulterated, what things they are in it. This is a very important aspect which commonly we don't pay attention to. And also there are two things in here, that our money must be also halal, and what we are buying must also be halal. Sometimes we are very particular with the butcher and we ask him, is your meat halal? But we don't consider whether our money is halal. That also has to be 100%. More than halal, it must be tayyib. This is a very important, then we can expect goodness in our lives. Further, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, in another ayat, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala also says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. O you who believe, eat from that which is tayyib, that is, which is halal, which is pure, which has got no doubt in it, and which is healthy and wholesome. Eating unhealthy food, which also has become the norm today, all the takeaway foods, etc., how unhealthy it is. And further than that, our whole lifestyle has become an unhealthy lifestyle. So this is also one very important, and we can see how all embracing our deen is. It has taken everything into consideration and given us guidelines and teachings for everything. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, of that which Allah Ta'ala has given you rosy. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is our sustainer, and He has maintained that He will give us halal rosy, where Allah does not, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that Allah Ta'ala does not command us with anything which we cannot do. It is within our means. So eating this halal and making sure that it is halal, that also is within our means, We can't just put it that in today's world it is impossible, it is not, it's very difficult. It is possible, and it is for us to look for it, to may just go that extra mile and look for what is halal and tayyiba. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرُ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and gave the example of a person who is going on a long journey. Like that it is known, it has come in the hadith, that the musafir's dua is accepted. And this person is not only a musafir, but on a long journey. And directly referring to the journeys of those times, which would be through mountains, through valleys, crossing rivers when there were no bridges, etc. How difficult that travel must be. So how much more must not that person's duas be accepted? Ash'atha, aghbara, and he has got disheveled hair. That was not the time of traveling. You stop over at a place, there is a bathroom ready for you, you go and shower, etc. No, he said he had no time to comb his hair also. And also he's covered with dust of the traveling of that day. It wasn't sitting in the comfortable air-conditioned motor cars of today. Many times they would be walking the whole journey. Otherwise on some animal, whether it is a mule, whether it is a camel or a horse, they would travel like that. So a person in that condition, يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, he stretches his hands out to the heavens and to the skies, and he's making dua, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, O Allah, help me in this. In other words, all the outward conditions are that there is no doubt that his dua will be accepted. He's in difficult conditions and he's pleading to Allah Ta'ala. He's a traveler, but his condition actually is وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. What he eats is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ haram. And what he is drinking is also haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ haram. His clothing, what he is wearing, is also haram. وَغُزِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. And he has been nourished and sustained by all this haram. In other words, everything is haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَلِكَ. So how is his dua going to be accepted? When he is only, he is totally immersed and drowned in haram, how is his dua, how are his duas going to be accepted? We have to consider for ourselves also our income, how doubtful, how many of us perhaps ever took the trouble to ask a mufti whether my income is halal, how I'm doing my business, whether this business is permitted or not. Also if we have to consider, for example, on the khatam of the Quran night, how much duas are made around the world, in the Haram Sharif itself. The full haram is full, over full, and all are, and what duas the imam is making, and how the people are so emotional in those duas, but the condition of the ummah is not improving in the least. But we have to think, where is our problem? Where are things going wrong? And for our own, on our own individual cases also, everyone for himself, we all should think that what our condition is with regard to our income. And today with all the details that we have to have a bank account, we have to be with banks, etc., all the things, how much precaution do we take? And then what we are buying, just any and everything, well, whatever we get on the shelves in the supermarket, we are just putting in our trolleys. Well, what are those things are? In our homes, whatever comes on the table, we are just consuming. We are just eating. There is a very, very important aspect of life also. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that people say that the ulama only talk about namaz, roza. He said, today let us talk about food, which everyone likes. And in there he expounded on this subject very, very thoroughly, that how important our intake is also, our earning, our spending, what we are consuming. May Allah make us conscious, and may Allah let us try and put things right which we have wronged ourselves in. And there is a way out, no matter where. And this is a great boon of Allah that we have got muftis with us, that what we have done wrong, we go and ask them, and they will show us the correct way, and we can correct our lives. And before Maut comes, may Allah give us all tawfiq to correct everything of ours.